is the BGR Fan Service Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. I'm going to go over a few topics today that I found interesting this last week or so, concerning comics, movies, and video games. My name is Derwin Alexander, and let's get it started. So, first off, the big thing I think we should be talking about is the Suicide Squad 2021, not Suicide Squad 2016. This movie did what the previous 2016 movie forgot to do, which was make a good movie. Now, there are hours of critiques on that 2016 movie. I don't want to talk about that one now. What I do want to talk about is how good the 2021 movie is. The interplay between the characters is very real and very natural. And the choice to make Peacemaker and Bloodsport rivals was made for some great dark comic moments. Especially since they both seem to have the same origin and abilities, at least per the movie. Also, we get to really see how crazy and yet somehow healed Harley Quinn has become after her breakup with the Joker. And Gunn seems to give pretty much all the characters a couple of really nice shining moments to really flesh out their stories and give the movie a nice pace. And it lets you feel like you're along for the ride with them. It's really a top-notch production and very good job by James Gunn overall. Now, let's just hope that Warner, DC, Discovery can stay on this track, or if they'll go back to their old ways. And sticking with the Warner three-headed beast, I want to talk about Doom Patrol. Now, the television series launched a few years ago, which I have never really read the comic, so it got me interested to see what the team was about. I went to the DC app to look it up, and I started reading some of the older books. But they didn't really seem to do it for me. They're very dated and of their time. So then I decided to jump ahead a little bit and try out the 1987 relaunch. And that book just didn't feel like Doom Patrol either. It felt more like a reboot that they were trying to do. Put the Doom Patrol name on it and just get rid of the old team altogether. But then Grant Morrison took over the book. And that's when it really started to really find its stride. The nice mix he did of weird fun and interesting character moments and incredible strangeness really works for the book. Books like that usually get pushed in the corner by the publishers. You know, they're not really given any air, they're just allowed to kind of book to die. But Morrison really took a deep breath and let it all out with that one. Now, the Doom Patrol series is coming up on their third season in September. And they just released a teaser trailer, which got me intrigued again for the show. So I'm gonna take some time out and finish up season one and go through season two. But the show creators seem to have a really good angle on how the characters interact from just the first few episodes I watched of season one a while ago. And Alan Tudyk as Mr. Nobody was an inspired choice. It was great. And if you really want to see him show what he can do, go check out the Harley Quinn animated series on HBO Max also. You would be pleasantly surprised from Watch from Firefly how dark and twisted he can be. Now, the only thing that's kind of a hiccup for me on the Doom Patrol is the casting of Cyborg. The actor they got, he's kind of smaller and seems more juvenile, and at least appearance-wise. So it makes him seem just a little bit weaker, especially in comparing him to Ray Fisher from the movies. And so it just creates this weird dynamic in my head of like Cyborg Jr. or Cyborg Light. But overall, though, the show still is pretty strong and so something I want to get back to start checking out again. The story seems really fun, and they seem to be following the lead that Morrison did with the comic. Now, the other thing I want to go over is the Masters of the Universe revelations, the highly controversial revelations. Overall, though, it's a solid series. It's got great voice casting, expand the animated mythos from the old Filmation show, and even add some characters that Filmation didn't get a chance to animate before the show was canceled. They added people that weren't even in the 2000 reboot they did, about, 15 years ago. And I just like the idea, too, that they created the scenario where Eternia's got to cope with not just one, but two very powerful figures, massive power vacuum, and how that affects the characters that we've seen from the old Filmation show and how they react, especially with the potent revelation of the He-Man secret to Teela. Also, though, it's really great to see that they gave Evil-Lyn something to do. I really liked her character from the old show, and it always seemed like she had more on the ball than she was ever given credit for, you know. I still think they have some surprises for her in store for the second half of the season. And if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts of the show, Kevin Smith has posted commentaries on YouTube for each episode with the writers. So if you want to see kind of the choices that were made and like what plot point was picked for what and what was added, what wasn't, it's really interesting to check out. The only peep I got for this show is that it's only 5 eps, and they cut the total 10 eps in half to the 5. Boy, I wish they'd done it as a weekly series, kind of the way the Disney Plus series did. You know, that way every week, coming back for more, instead of giving you the sticks and then taking it away for God knows how long. But hopefully they'll be posting the next 5 in the before the year's out. And on the comics front, I got to read the new Bleach manga that got posted. Now, I haven't really kept in the loop with Bleach for a while, so this was a nice chance to touch base and see the changes in the series and the characters. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but after a few moments of, you know, getting used to new characters, he picked up like a regular Bleach story. So I'm looking forward to the rest of it. But yeah, if you really like Bleach, this story that they've started is very much in line with the way it worked. Now, on the video game front, the granddaddy, my personal favorite, Mass Effect Legendary Edition was put out a few weeks ago. Well, a couple of months ago now. And I've been savoring it every bit. I've not finished my first playthrough yet because I'm playing every side mission, every little bit of game that I can squeeze out of it. The graphical upgrade, especially in 1, was great. The game looks better than it ever did. And the gameplay is still solid. The only thing, of course, is there's no multiplayer in Mass Effect 3. But both servers are still up. So if you do have the old disc from Mass Effect 3, there's still people on the online playing it. You can just jump on and play and get that itch scratched before you know it. Now, a few other things I found online while I was putting this together. Apparently, Warner Brothers, those guys again, through Toonami, Jason DeMarco, who is in charge of Toonami, is going to be starting an anime company in Warner Brothers. They're looking to work with Japanese studios, with some third-party properties, some new properties, and stuff out of their library. They currently have The Lord of the Rings, War of the Rohirrim set up, and they also have Blade Runner Black Lotus, Fina Pirate Princess, and Uzumaki coming as well. So I know I've seen the Blade Runner Black Lotus trailer. It looks really interesting, and I'm a big Blade Runner fan, so I hope it's half as good as the trailer looks. Another bit of anime news, Sony finished purchasing Crunchyroll from the AT&T Warner Fire sale. This pretty much makes Sony the big dog in animation and anime streaming right now. So we'll see how that plays out over the coming years, with them gobbling up all the anime streaming services and locking up as many rights as they can. I wonder what that'll do with the Crunchyroll option as an HBO Max. That'll stay a partnership or will it be gone away soon? Oh, and lastly, in sort of video game news, Sonic the Hedgehog the movie. Idris Elba announced that he'll be voicing the character of Knuckles. He posted a picture of Knuckles' fist on his Twitter feed, letting everyone know he'll be voicing that character. So, this is pretty much all the stuff I plucked off the net to talk about. All the stuff that I was just thinking about. I wanted to get this show back up and running. I had to prep to get a usable recording space on top of a pandemic going on, so there's a lot of delays, but I'm now getting this back rolling, so hopefully anyone who's listened before will come back and perhaps new people will start listening as well. And if you're interested, I do have a Twitter for this page, for this podcast, excuse me. It's @fanbgr. It's also an Instagram, BGR Fan Service, and I'll be setting up a Discord also, so I'll be posting that information soon as well. So thank you again for listening, and if you enjoyed it, please come back next week, and have a good night.